Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's have a little friendly discussion here about what music artists' responsibilities there are when it comes to their young fans. Because I came across this article from Pop Sugar, and it's a picture of Olivia Rodrigo holding a red megaphone. Obviously, she's at one of her concerts. She's performing on stage. And it says, no, it's actually not artists' responsibility to have kid-friendly concerts. And then you scroll to the next slide, and there is Doja Cat, and this is something that she actually posted on her social media. And Doja Cat said, IDK, what the F you think this is, but I don't make music for children, so leave your kids at the home, and then some choice words for the person. throwing a MF in there, because, you know, she doesn't mince words.
She does not.
So, P.S. Feelgood posted this from Pop Sugar, and it says Doja Cat didn't exactly mince words when telling her fans to leave their kids at home. But according to Pop Sugar contributor Dara Yasmin, Doja has a fair point. Take the controversy around Olivia Rodrigo's Guts tour, for example. The 21-year-old singer was criticized by parents for partnering with reproductive rights organizations to hand out the morning after pill at her concerts. But with lyrics like tripped and fell into his bed and an affinity for a four-letter word that starts with the letter F, it's clear Olivia isn't striving to be a PG artist. So why is the responsibility for creating a kid-friendly environment being put on artists at all? So that was what I wanted to bring to the table. And, you know, Bird Show parents, if you wanted to weigh in, if you have kids who are of concert-going age, you know, what's your take on some of these artists that, you know, your kids absolutely love and want to go see them in concert, but you know there's going to be adult themes? 1-855-BIRDSHOW, 855-237-8746.
Now, my kids are really young, so they're not what you would typically think of when you think of concert goers. They're 4 and 2, but they like a lot of bands that my husband likes, like Black Keys, Soul Coughing, like random sort of pop punk bands. And my husband recently went to a 3-day festival that showcased a lot of these bands that my kids like. And it technically is an all ages show. And on the website, it's like, it's an all ages show, though we kind of recommend you don't bring kids under the age of 8. So he's like, hey, maybe we can get some of the sound blocking headphones and stand at the back to the early of the crowd for the earlier shows. Because they even had bands for kids, like literally Songs for Kids was a band that was playing. And we talked about it, and I was like, I just don't think that it is an appropriate venue yet for this age, even though it's an all ages show. I don't want them there because crowds are unpredictable. You can't predict what artists are saying on stage. The type of music it is, like alt rock, they're not known for really conforming to what's PC, which is one of the reasons my husband loves it. So we made the decision, no, this is not appropriate. We're not going to bring our kids to a show until they're much older. So in this case, they were invited to the show. As parents, we stepped in and said, it is our job to protect our children. This is not going to happen for them. So for me, it's on the parents.
Hey, Beth, welcome to the Bird Show. So do you think the artists have a responsibility to look out for the kids in the audience?
No, it's up to the parents to decide if they feel like something is appropriate for their children, not just with concerts, but across the board with all content, you know, even with technology. If you want your child to have iPads at a younger age or whatever it is, it's all up to you as a parent to decide that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Beth, for calling. We appreciate it. Hey, Trina, welcome to the Bert Show. So do you feel like these artists have an obligation to their, you know, young fans?
It really just depends on how they market themselves. I mean, Taylor Swift started out as a young artist and was for a very long time. She's kept her political views quiet and close to home for a long time, but she's growing up. And I noticed her Eras Tour was much more adult in a lot of different ways, and I let my 8-year-old watch it. And I think that, you know, it really just depends. Those parents need their kids how they want to censor them, but the artist needs to grow as the artist is and not censor themselves based on just because they have a young crowd. As long as their actions show that they're a good person and they're trying to set a good role model, the parents are responsible for censoring their kids, not the artist.
Thank you, Trina. Speaking of Taylor Swift, so one of my Facebook friends posted, because she has young daughters, and she was very, very disappointed in Taylor Swift that there was so much profanity on this new album.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
I just don't understand why that expectation is put upon a 34-year-old woman. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not everyone can be JoJo Siwa and just cater to a children's audience into their adulthood. It's not fair to them.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I even like, because, you know, I grab my popcorn and I'm like, well, this ought to be interesting. But like, everybody in her comments were like, team mom, like Taylor needs to like reel it in, and she has really? Young fans that she's responsible for, uh-huh. and the use of profanity, and it like
she I doesn't
like,
get to evolve and grow into whatever it is that she chooses to be as an artist and as a woman.
They think, like, I think they're also of the mindset like profanity is unnecessary and it's not needed.
And that's fair. You can be of that mindset. But mm-hmm. if you're a parent putting the responsibility of raising your children on an artist you've never met on a worldwide stage, you need to do some introspection. It is not anyone else's job to raise your child.
Well, it's also just showing me that you're an irresponsible parent, because A, those are very expensive tickets. So I would hope before you go, if you're actually concerned about the profanity or whatever dancing she's doing, you would do some research. Like, I've seen the Eras Tour 1,000 times streamed on TikTok Live. I know what song she's going to perform. You can check out the set list online and you can listen to which song she's going to sing. And it's very clear that she's going to drop a couple F-bombs.
To be clear and to clarify, they were talking about Taylor's new album and the profanity on the album. Not about her at the concert.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, well, you know, you can get the
clean version,
radio, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I know. And that's what I did. But, you know, you can't control it everywhere. And, you know, this is what pops up as soon as you pull it. And that's what she listened to. And so it was like, it was a whole thing.
Okay, Karen.
The Bird Show.